It is the morning after Neil Atkinson with Phil Blundell and John Gibbons. And whilst Liverpool's match was a load of fun, it's probably not the most important one, is it, John? But we very much enjoyed watching it and talking about it on Hot Mike.
Yeah, it was good. It was a nice way to finish the season, wasn't it? And, you know, you wanted to go out with a win. 99 points sounds good. It's good to beat sort of last season. And some good performances thrown in there as well. In fact, quite a few, I would argue. So all in all, a nice, lovely day up in Newcastle.
It was indeed. I think you saw the value of a number of different players, and we're doing the review later on. I think we're going to talk about Joe Gomez a fair bit, so I'll put him to one side. I thought Milner was excellent, Phil. I thought he helped Liverpool get through the game really, really interestingly, to be honest with you. And I actually thought, again, and I think it's interesting for this player, you know, I think that Keita, to me, very much could do with having two of the grafters in next to him. I think he looks better when he's not in centre midfield with Oxlade-Chamberlain as well. And I think Oxlade-Chamberlain looks better when he's not in centre midfield with Keita.
Yeah, I mean, in full disclosure, I didn't actually watch it yesterday. I decided to watch flick between games. It was just a bit more interesting
amazing.
For me, to be honest.
Amazing. So
I watched football, though, and that's the point of this podcast.
It is.
No, you're better informed than me and John about some of these matches. That's absolutely fine. But someone asked me what games I think Phil Blundell's watching, and I said, oh, I'm sure he'll just watch the Reds like a normal person. But
the thing
no.
was, I was working till half time.
Ah.
So I couldn't fully concentrate anyway, so I decided to go with Sox Saturday for the first half, and then I watched the second half of West Ham Villa. But yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for Milner generally as a sort of. I think when one of Milner and Henderson isn't in that midfield, I think we lose a little bit in terms of just a little bit of nous, a little bit of experience, a little bit of game management to a point, a little bit of maturity. Like I thought, I mean, maturity might not be the right word, but I thought that their goal, I thought Wijnaldum was like. Weird, basically.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Like,
he's far too sound.
Like, what are you doing? But then at the same time, like, Henderson would have done that, Milner would have done that. But at the same time, I don't think August, Genie, Wijnaldum does that.
No.
Or September, or whatever month you want, that isn't Liverpool have won the league 6 weeks ago, or whatever it is. But yeah, I think there's... I agree completely on Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain. I remember a couple of games this season, I think, Genk away.
Yeah.
When Fabinho was doing about six men's defensive work because the two of them were just having a nice time playing football without real thoughts and consequences of what was going on behind them. I mean, we won 4-1, so it wasn't like it didn't work or anything. But it was a very tough night for Fabinho, and there's a lot of game when you're considerably better than a team and you play well, it's fine. But if you sort of have a slight off day, or the other team's good, you'll get punished. And you know, yesterday it's. Newcastle, neither really, are they?